علي حبه جنة وسيم النار والجنة وسي المصطفى حقا إمام الناس والجنة.
The Gate of Knowledge. Exegesis and interpretations of the supremely eloquent sermons, letters, and sayings of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala Ahli Baytihi al-Tayyibin al-Tahirin. Dear listeners to IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I welcome you all to this episode of The Gate of Knowledge, where we are discussing about the topic of the Charter of Islamic Governance based on the teachings of Imam Ali alayhi salam in Nahjul Balagha. We are currently focusing on the 16th sermon, where Imam Ali alayhi salam lays down the strategy which he had in taking over the government, and he explains that strategy, which was quite painful for some, but for some it was a breath of fresh, or it was a breeze of fresh air, of freedom and progress and felicity. And this was something that Imam Ali alayhi salam definitely wanted to take forward. One of those plans that Imam Ali alayhi salam was the plan that وَلَا يُقَصِّرَنَّ السَّبَّاقُونَ كَانُوا سَبَقُوا, that we will definitely reduce or stop the progress of those who wished to go ahead, whose aim was just to achieve a specific social position or a particular material goal, and their aim was not something further than that. They just wanted that position. These people will be stopped. And people that want position for progress, who aim for greatness of the society, who have a higher aim, who have a lofty objective, will be given those position, in other words.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio, a program that presents a detailed commentary of Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him.
So we've been talking about this specific important strategy that Imam Ali alayhi salam had, and that is to stop and reduce the progress, or rather, reduce the opportunities for those people who unfortunately just seek material, positions without actually contemplating on the reasons behind what they want. They just want to enjoy it for its material benefits. These people will definitely, Imam Ali says that they will not be given the opportunity because they do not deserve it, while those who deserve will be given those opportunities. This is Imam Ali. This is the man of justice. This is the voice of human justice. Or rather, he is not only the voice of human justice, this is the voice of divine justice, from the voice of a human being like Imam Ali alayhi salam. In these 25 years before Imam Ali alayhi salam took up the caliphate, after the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed away, there was a gap of 25 years. In these 25 years, Imam Ali alayhi salam was silent. He was patient. He was waiting for the right time. Suddenly, this window of light opens up, and the door opens, and there's a sudden freshness that comes and overwhelms the Muslim Ummah. Here is when Imam Ali alayhi salam says, Wallahi ma katamtu washmatan, that by Allah I have not hidden even the very little, even a speck. I have said whatever was necessary. وَلَا كَذِبْتُ كِذْبَةً, and neither have I lied even the slightest form of lie. This strategy that Imam Ali alayhi salam says is a very important strategy that he's going to follow, and the predictions that he made were very accurate because of that special position that he had. وَلَقَدْ نُبِئْتُ بِهَذَا الْمَقَامِ وَهَذَا الْيَوْمِ. Imam Ali alayhi salam comes and says that I was definitely told and informed about this position and this day. This position means, and this day means, the day where I can see the Muslim Ummah has been reduced to such a position. I certainly was informed about this. Now, whether this information was because of a certain connection with the realm of the unseen, which was definitely there, or was it because of his deep awareness of the rules and laws that govern the progress of mankind? And it seems that both of them are correct. And in fact, the second one is also definitely one of those special reasons why Imam Ali alayhi salam was aware of this day and age.
Stay tuned to the IRIB English Radio.
So Imam Ali alayhi salam says that the situation that the Muslim Ummah is facing today, and the degradation and the denigration at which it has reached, unfortunately, is something that Imam Ali alayhi salam was aware of. And this is probably because of the Of course, he has a connection with the realm of the unseen, so he can know that. But apart from that, his deep connection with the Quran and with the laws and rules that govern the progress of mankind, because of that knowledge that he had with regards to these rules and laws and principles that govern the universe and the Islamic world and the people's progress, because he knew these things, and he knew how societies, you know, plummet and how they grow. He knew these things. Therefore, he had already seen those signs that were the reasons. So he already saw those signs that according to those deep levels of understanding that he had regarding the universe, he knew that now is the time that the Muslim Ummah is falling. It's going lower and lower. He realized the position in which the Muslim Ummah was falling into. And therefore, he comes and says that the situation now means that there has to be a very major change. And his prediction about what will happen to the future of the Muslim Ummah is completely correct. Well, of course, with following those principles and those rules and those special, right steps, then of course the Ummah can be saved from that. So Imam Ali alayhi salam took these steps, these strategies, in a final attempt to save the Muslim Ummah from complete destruction. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Rome, on the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio.
من ناداه أو لبه
دعاه لا لامونه هو في الشدائد مجيد والفضل يمنى هو في المحاسن أحمد والوحي رباه